I signed up to do in the remaining 4 minutes, and they're not going to kick us out, but they may. And one can then start going to the receptions. You've seen this over and over again, you've seen this over and over again. What you haven't seen is the fact that the Vietnamese have had a number of international symposia. The 1080 Committee was the official Agent Orange Committee for Vietnam, formed in the 10th month of 1980. It was headed by physicians and Ministry of Health, whereas now we have environmental people heading the Committee 33, which has replaced it for all practical purposes. The first International Agent Orange Symposium was in Ho Chi Minh City, Saigon. There were a few Americans who attended it, John Constable, humanitarian surgeon, Maureen Hatch, then a professor of epidemiology at Columbia, Theodore Sterling, Jim Dwyer, and a few others. Second meeting they had, John Constable, I attended it, and then a lawyer and an activist. Dioxin exposure studies in Vietnam began on humans, food, wildlife, and the environment. We won't go through the... Well, one thing that wasn't mentioned, I think, that's probably of interest is the Vietnamese lawsuit against U.S. chemical companies that produce dioxin-contaminated herbicides. The lawsuits were dismissed on legal grounds, and the final action occurred when the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear appeal of the case relatively recently for health damages of people from Agent Orange. Remediation, you've heard what's being done now, you know the locations, and what we all look forward to with great interest is seeing how effective and what works and what creates some problems, because nothing is perfect. The in-pile thermal desorption. Bioremediation, as you heard, works wonderfully in the lab, and I really don't think it works so wonderfully otherwise. I think some of the figures that were presented were maximum figures versus average figures. I think in the slide you showed maximum levels and then average levels following remediation. I don't think that's totally kosher. I think, you know, maximum should be compared to maximum, medians to medians. And because if you're going to have a small amount that's still very high, I believe what you showed is probable and it's probably what happens, but I would have liked to have seen the same comparisons, maximum to maximum, median to median, and so on. As we've just learned, the dates are totally out of date, and we hope sometime in the century to see a fair amount of dioxins cleaned up, with someone paying for it, and focus moving to health from cleaning up soil. This was a scary one to me because I've gone along roads in Cambodia where I saw this unexploded ordnance being removed a few yards away. This is a picture of spina bifida. The spine doesn't close, and this is one of the things that may well be happening in some cases caused by dioxins. It may also be caused more probably and in larger percentage by other things. You heard folic acid being mentioned. Every woman of childbearing age in the United States is now taking folic acid supplement so that we'll have less birth defects in the United States. And interestingly enough, the slides showing the cancer center results and the estimates of birth defects in Vietnam, what surprised me when I went to some of the cancer registries in Vietnam, that they were, when I went, and you've gone more recently, of course, but when I actually went to the hospitals, they were hospital-based. People came to these specialized hospitals. So they weren't regional, and which is what CDC would hopefully do and hopefully will do. And the same for the birth defects. There was no regional way. You had birth defects from an obstetrics hospital in Saigon or Ho Chi Minh City. You didn't have, and this was a specialized hospital that not everyone came to. And interestingly enough, those birth defects percents were almost identical to the United States, or even lower than what we have in the United States today. And that was explained as maybe there are less chemicals used in Vietnam, and maybe some of our birth defects are from chemicals. But I don't really think that's a plausible explanation. And you heard description of hepatitis B, and what does that have to do with cancer? Liver cancer can be following damage to the liver, human liver, from hepatitis B infection, one of the few infections which can lead to cancer. And that is very common in that part of the world, not just Vietnam, but other parts of Southeast Asia. I find it ironic that this new laboratory, high resolution, $6 million or whatever it is being set up when there are two laboratories. There were, the last time I visited Vietnam a year or two ago, two dioxin laboratories functioning. Why they weren't improved surprises me, but we're just as competitive in the United States as people are in other countries, and everyone wants to have his own GC-MS or his own gene sequencing lab. But anyway, this is what I've relied on mostly, high-resolution gas chromatography, mass spectrometry. It'll tell you exactly which dioxin is present, which dioxin like PCB is present, which dioxin like furan is present, but it will cost a great deal of money, and it won't tell you about other dioxin-like chemicals, some of which exist. So occasionally, many of us, including myself, will skip to this biological screening test, not to get rid of the dioxins or PCBs or DDT, but to test, are there dioxin-like compounds in blood or in soil? And this has been used in Vietnam, by North Carolina, with the cooperation of a North Carolina company. And I've used it in the United States. So this is a relatively inexpensive screening test which can be used. And then if you find high levels, you switch over and pay for the more expensive test. The future is remediation of known hotspots. And also determining where elevated dioxins exist, where it's not a hot spot. And the health research is, of course, to continue what you've heard so well described. What kind of health effects dioxins causing, and what are the other causes for some of these health effects? Just who's who, Lai Kao Dai was the senior dioxin researcher in Vietnam for many years, and Jim Zumwalt told you a little about him earlier when his hospital turned in to be an American supplied hospital. And this is the first team that actually measured Vietnam milk levels of dioxin and fish levels. Matthew Messelson at Harvard and his student Bob Belkman, with some specimens collected by surgeon John Constable in 1970s, were measuring high levels of dioxins in sprayed areas in nursing mothers' breast milk. Their comparison group was nursing mothers in Cambridge, Massachusetts, since it was not easy for them to go to north of Vietnam. And what we're finding now in Binh Hoa is almost identical levels in the Binh Hoa airport area in people's blood and in food, and higher levels in sediment. Lai Khe Sanh, who you heard described, as the first name on a new lake in Vietnam, is now the director of the 33 Committee. And just to point out that it's not only U.S., this is Olaf Papke with the beard, who has done a great deal of work training the dioxin chemists and also in analyzing for many years at no charge, just because of his own humanitarian interest, what dioxins could be found in the environment and in people. And this is a group of Vietnamese, including Lake Ha Son, visiting Hamburg, Germany, learning techniques about how to run a high-resolution gas chromatography that can not only measure soil, but can measure the lower levels in more usually found in blood, which is much harder. And this is the last two of the older generation of dioxin researchers still alive and functioning. Thank you very much.